The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and the great favor was accorded to them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sale and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostle Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. The word of the Lord. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is King in splendor robed. Robed is the Lord and girt about with strength. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm of old. From everlasting you are, O Lord. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this. Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we go and we're in the Acts of the Apostles, and I was going to put a study for the Acts of the Apostles together for Easter, but I thought it would drive people insane. Just like today, again, if we heard what God said, that the early church was of one mind and one heart, it's not that way anymore because of the pride of individuals. We need humility to be of one mind and one heart. And then it says, the next line, "And no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they held everything in common." Sounds like communism to me. "And with great power, the apostles were witness to the resurrection. And then they took everything they owned and they sold it and they put it at the feet of the apostles." I wonder how many Christians or Catholics would have today if you had to sell all your property and put it in front of your bishop. Just here it is, here's all the money, so that the bishop can then distribute it. I'll bet you we would be down to at least a tenth of a tenth of people who follow Jesus. And yet, this is the way the early church did it. And so at least got to be what we're striving for, that we don't strive to hoard, we strive to give. We strive to have one mind and one heart with the church instead of, "Oh, I know better, thank you very much." We need humility and we need generosity to be like the early church, because the early church is the pure church. They're the ones that saw Jesus, saw how he lived, and then lived like him. We are called to do the same. So today, let's pray for humility and generosity, that we may be of one mind and one heart with the church, and that we may be generous with everybody. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.